Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth and the Midnight Blade by Max Brailier and Douglas Holgate. Read for you by Robbie Damond. Chapter 1. Well, it happened. After all that time, they got us. The zombies bit us. We turned. We transformed. Look at us. Twisted, undead faces, slumping, undead posture. We're zombies. Absolute zombies. Quint, zombie. Dirk, zombie. June, total big-time zombie. Things are different now. Our adventures are a little slower, less darting around, more shambling. And our appetites have changed. Less grilled donuts, more flesh burgers. You know what? Let me catch you up. Fill you in. Explain how we joined the ranks of the undead. See, it's been about a month since, big stuff happened. A month since we battled a new villain, a villain who was human. This villain's name is Evie Snark, and like me, she's a super mega geek. But unlike me, she's out of her ever-loving mind. First, she stole my beloved Louisville slicer, and I was like, nuh-uh, not okay. Then she caused Dirk to be bitten by a zombie. It was all part of her big bad cosmic plan. She was going to perform this weirdo ritual and bring the cosmic terror Ghast into our dimension. See, Ghast is the general, and he has the ability to control zombies with his tail. And that's, like, bad. But Quint, June, and I swung in like the three compadres. We saved Dirk by feeding him an eyeball, lent to us by our monster buddy Warg. The eyeball had some kind of healing anti-zombie elixir inside, and Dirk sucked down the contents like a glass of hot, gooey lemonade. It was gross. Yep. We got the slicer back, too, but not before it connected with the monster dimension. Things got weird. And in the end, well, we kind of failed. Evie's plan worked. Ghast entered our dimension. But because we interfered, things went a little sideways, and Ghast took the form of a rat. A rat mixed with Evie's action figure collection. So now he's a half-plastic, half-rodent, zombie-controlling cosmic creep. And they escaped. Evie and Ghast, now at large, on the loose, concocting bad guy plans. And that leads us to this very morning. And us becoming zombies. Me, Jack Sullivan, former post-apocalyptic action hero, now just a lousy post-apocalyptic zombie dude. And June, Dirk, and Quint, also zombies. We're just four regular normal zombies among hundreds. Things have taken a turn for the terrifying. Guys, being a zombie stinks, June says. Literally, it smells. Don't you dare badmouth the smell, Quint says. I spent weeks perfecting it.
Stop yapping, Dirk barks. We're zombies. Zombies don't yap.
Okay, so I lied. We're just pretending to be zombies. We're undercover. It's part of our top secret mission operation. Defeat Evie and Ghast. We are currently staggering zombie style toward the Wakefield Bolodrome, which is Evie and Ghast's villainous lair. How do we know it's their villainous lair? Because there are a bunch of old TVs mounted above the Bolodrome's entrance, and Evie's up there talking.
Come, zombies! Come one and all! We've got bumper lanes, free game of bowling with the purchase of a large pie, and you will be with your great leader, Ghast the Almighty. He will bless you with his tail.
I lean over and whisper to my buddies. Look at Evie, beckoning zombies from far and wide. She really embraced her bad side, like full supervillain. It appears the zombies are drawn by her voice, Quint says. June nods. Yep, 'cause humans equal food. See, we've been staking out the Bolodrome for a week, waiting for a big enough zombie horde to come along so we could slip in with them unnoticed. And finally, they have. So we got into character and joined the Walking Zombie Club. But not before we did a final operation checklist. Zombie makeup, check. Gray skin, green ooze draining from our mouths, just woke up hair. Zombie odor, check. We got the stench. Quint bottled it. It's awful and foul, and I've got puke like 3/4 of the way up my throat, but it works. And last, but most important, the zombie walk, aka the zombie shuffle, aka the zombie zigzag. We knew our zombie walks had to be perfect if we wanted to blend in. We spent days practicing, even doing it for Bartle to make sure we had it down pat. It all better work, because we are nearing the bowling alley entrance. There are zombies on either side of us, pressing against us.
This is our dumbest plan yet.
And you've had a lot of dumb plans, Jack.
I turned dumb into art. I hope Evie's ready, because we're coming. And we're bringing payback. She stole my blade, got my friend zombified, did just a lot of stuff. And in mere moments, we're gonna hit her with that payback. All four of us, together, like the freaking Avengers. Heavy breathing, like panting, pulls me out of my superhero squad fantasy. I expected to see a zombie with a nasty cold, but it's actually Dirk. And he does not look ready to get his Avenger on. Which is fair. He went through some pretty serious stuff. I mean, he's healed, but still upstairs, he's probably a little freaked out.
Dirk, you okay?
I whisper. Before he can answer, I feel a hand on mine. I look down.
June, you're holding my hand,
I whisper excitedly.
Not holding,
she says.
Squeezing.
A love squeeze?
No, a hurt squeeze.
She growls through gritted teeth.
No more talking.
June squeezes twice, extra painful hard. And I look up as the bowling alley doors swing open. I do my best zombie moan as we are all together, funneled inside the villainous home base. Here goes Mission Operation Defeat Evie and Ghost.
Stop calling everything a mission and an operation.
And stop talking. I love this mission operation.
Chapter 2. As soon as we're through the door, we start searching for cover. Quint silently points to a row of shelves filled with bowling shoes. Getting there is a claustrophobic nightmare. Kind of feels like Best Buy on Black Friday. We're forcefully pushing ourselves through the zombie horde, trying to reach our safe place. But we're lucky. The zombies leave us alone. The horde is morphing from a huge mushed-up mash to one organized line. They are drawn by something we don't see or hear, and they're shuffling away from the entrance and toward the old arcade and snack bar room. When the last zombie has turned the corner, I realize that this whole place is emptier than I expected. By a lot. And most important, no sign of Evie or Ghost. Ghost was scared of the slicer last time, so all I gotta do is show it to him again and he'll vamoose. But first we gotta find him. Guys, it's quiet, I say.
Too quiet.
Dirk shoots me a confused look. I see sweat pouring off his face in fat droplets.
Quiet? Don't you guys hear that? People, like, mumbling? Talking?
No.
Dirk frowns, getting sweatier, then quickly says,
Oh, okay, me neither, just wanted to make sure.
Guys,
Quint says in a whisper. He's using an old selfie stick with a mirror to peek around the corner.
The zombies all went into the arcade. but there are zombie guards at the doors.
I scooch over and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?